This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 420 for Friday, June 3rd. ICE Canola futures are sliding back on Friday as the rolling out of the nearby July contract continues. That old crop July canola contract plummets $33.10 at $1,108.80 per ton. New crop November slips $1.40 at $1,040 per ton. An analyst says there has been likely good seeding progress made this week across the water-soaked eastern prairies. Although spring planting is much further along on the western prairies, the crops are becoming more and more in need of sufficient rainfall. Alberta reports spring planting is almost 95% complete, with several crops finished seeding. The weather outlook for western Canada over the coming week is pointing to little, if any, rain, and with daytime temperatures pushing upwards to normal at best. Despite good upticks in global crude oil prices, there are declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Small gains in Chicago soy oil are tempering further losses in canola. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged, with the loonie at 79.41 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close at 79.38. The United States Department of Agriculture reports combined export sales of old and new crop wheat total more than 364,000 tons for the week ending May 26th. Total corn export sales tally in excess of 234,000 tons, and soybeans are nearly 396,000 tons. Soy meal export sales total 189,000 tons, while those for soy oil are 4,200 tons. The USDA says there's a private sale of almost 102,000 tons of old crop corn to unknown destinations. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The July contract tumbles 31.5 cents at $16.98 per bushel. July soy oil is up about 0.4 of a cent at 81.85 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal sheds $7 at $407.90 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday as the July contract gives up 3 cents at $7.27 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as the July contract increases 37 cents at $6.90.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago July gives up 18 cents at $10.40. Kansas City July falls 22.5 cents at $11.21. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July loses 7 cents at $11.92. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, June 3rd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.